We begin the current daf Masechta Sukkah, daf Tezayin. We begin 6 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, in the discussion regarding the halachas of the current sugyas, which are talking about the validity of the schach, of the different types of kosher roofs that are for a sukkah, the Gemara introduced the following statement regarding a specific halacha of what's considered an invalid schach. So Gufa, we had mentioned in the previous daf, that Amreb Amibar Tabyumi, he said, the sicha bibloi kalim. If one uses the worn-out remnants of a garment, a rag, to use as schach for his sukkah, psula, that will be invalid schach. So the Gemara asks, my beloy kelim, what is this reference to worn-out vessels, to worn-out garments? What is the criteria that we're saying will be invalid for schach? So Abaye says, the chiddush of Rabbi Amibar Tabyumi is, because obviously kelim are invalid, because there's a receptacle for it, and that means it's mekabel tumah, and anything that's mekabel tumah cannot be valid for schach, because the two criteria again are that it has to grow from the ground and it cannot be mekabel tumah. So what is the significance of bibloy kalim, of worn out vessels? So on that Abaye says, matlonius she'en behem shalosh al shalosh. The chiddush of Rabami is that we're talking about rags that don't have an area of 3x3, which makes it unfit to be utilized not only for wealthy people, but even for poor people. And hence, his chiddush is that even though it's not the requisite share of something that's mekabel tumah, to be considered a kli, a beged, it has to have at least 3x3 in the area, and if it's smaller than that, generally we would say it's not a kli, and therefore wouldn't be mekabel tumah. Hence, if it's something that grows from the ground, it would be able to be valid for schach. And that Rabami's chiddush is that even though now it's less than 3x3, but since it came from a larger garment, you just tore off a smaller piece, so although it's a small little patch, it will still be invalid because of where it came from. It'll still have the shame, the designation. This is a piece of the garment, so hence it's the definition of something that's mekabel tumah, even though its piece is smaller than the requisite share, and therefore it's going to be possible with schach. So the Gemara says, there seems to be a brisa that says clearly like him, because the brisa says, machzelos shel shifa v'shel gemi, if one has a mat made out of sedge or of rushes, shireha, so its remnants, and that, for example, if let's say it got diminished and there's pieces left over from it, so afapi shenifchesu mikshireha, so even though now it's less than the requisite shear, which was the shear that different items had different measurements for them to be valid as kalim to be mekabel tumah. As the Mishnah says in Masechtas Kalim and in Perek Chav Zayin, where it talks about that a mat, and specifically like reeds, if it's 6x6, then it's going to be mekabel tumah. But if it's less than that, it's not. However, what the Brice is saying is that even though now it got smaller and it doesn't have that shear anymore, still in Masech and Behen, you still cannot use them to cover a sukkah for as in the halacha of schach, and this is the same principle the Rabbi was teaching us, that since it came from a kli, and originally it had the share of, let's say, 6x6, that it was a mekabel tumah, if a zav would sit in it, or a nid would sit in it, that would be mekabel tumah. Even now, that it's smaller than that, because it got smaller, it still has the original designation of that kli on it, and hence it would be possible for schach, because it originated from something that was mekabel tumah. Now, the Brisa continues and says, machzelas hakonim, a mat made out of reeds, so gedaylo mesachin ba. If it's large, then we can use it as schach, because that's not a kli, because generally when you make large mats, it's intended to be used for schach, ketana emesachin ba. However, if it's small, then generally you're not making it for a schach because it's not big enough, so hence it's being used to use as a kli, and therefore it's going to be possible to be used as a schach. Eliezer, he argues, he says, no, af hi mekabelz tumah. Even the large one will be mekabel tumah, because he holds generally when it's made, these mats are made for laying down, hence it's a kli, and therefore even the large ones will say that it wasn't made for schach, and hence it's mekabel tumah, so then it's invalid to be used as schach. Ve'emesachim, and therefore, since it's mekabel tumah, you can't use it as schach. Now the Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah from the previous daf, that said, hachitit begadish, another invalid schach is if, let's say, there's a large haystack, all big piles in the haystack, and then someone digs out in the haystack. Now, you have hence created walls and the roof, but that's what's called mina asay. It was made indirectly, you didn't actually make the roof, just by taking away something else that was made, that's a pasul sukkah. Now, to qualify this halacha, Amar Rav Huna says, lo shanu, we didn't teach that this is going to be pasul. Only if there wasn't at least a height of a tefach, b'meshach, in the area, in other words, in the length and the width of this haystack, of shiva, of seven tefachim, which is the requisite shiur of a sukkah, it's talking about that it didn't have a height of a tefach. And therefore, afterwards, you went and you dug out from this pile the space of a sukkah. Now is when you're creating a definition, a name of a sukkah, which it didn't have before you dug out, because it didn't have any space, at least the size of a tefach. That's when we said it's going to be possible because of tasav lem and asay, because the sukkah now was made indirectly. Aval yeshem chalal tefach b'meshach shiva, but if it already had a height of a tefach along the area of 7x7 within this haystack, hence the definition of schach was already on the haystack, the top of it, from the beginning. Because it had an area to be considered an oil, all you need is a space of a tefach, as we know by halachas of tumah. Now, when this person is digging out now the rest of the height, which is necessary for the halachas of sukkah per se, particularly for the halachas of sukkah, or for anything that requires a mechitza, that needs walls, that's a halacha in defanos, in walls. Now, regarding walls, we don't say in the psul of tasav lemen asoy, hence harezu sukkah. This will be a valid sukkah, even though you dug out and only by default created the walls and the schach, because really, the schach was a schach, because at least, since you had at least a space of a tefach, which means that no matter where that tefach was, it means the height of that, whatever was above that tefach, and you're digging beneath that, whatever was above that was the schach. It could have been a large stack, a small stack, but whatever it was, you already had the schach from before, because at least if it has a space of a tefach, that already is considered an oil. And now, essentially, all that you're doing now is creating walls, because you didn't have walls till now, because you have to have a height of 10 tefachim. But that's not a din in the schach, that's a din in the ear space, which is related to the walls, and therefore, it's going to be a kosher sukkah. So the Gemara says, Tanam Hochi, similarly in the Braisa. Braisa says, Hachaitid begodish lasalei sukkah, if someone digs out in a haystack to make a sukkah, harizu sukkah, that's a valid sukkah. So obviously, but the question is, we learn in Mishnah, that ain't a sukkah, it's not a sukkah. So Elav, so the Gemara says, what we can infer from Mishma Mino, Ked Rav Huna, obviously it's a Rav Huna that the Braisa is told me that there was a space of a tefach, and therefore, Shmamina, we could infer from there, like Rav Huna, that since it already had the tefach, so you already had the definition of schach, of a roof, because it had a space of a tefach, the only thing you were lacking was the height of ten tefachim, which is a din in the mechitzos, therefore it's going to be a kosher sukkah. Ikka derami le'mirma. Actually, some have the version that Rav Huna wasn't coming to qualify our Mishnah by saying lo yishon, we didn't learn that it's possible only if it didn't have a tevach, but if it had, it would be kosher. Rather, they learned it actually that he introduced a resolution to a contradiction that was posed from the Mishnah on a Braisa. And Rav Huna came to answer that question that they asked. Now we learn now Mishnah, hachit begodish las le sukkah ain't a sukkah. If someone digs out in the haystack to make a sukkah, it's not a sukkah, but Tanya, we learn the Braisa, harezu sukkah, it is a valid sukkah. That of Rav Huna, this version says Rav Huna came to resolve that question by saying loy kasha. Khan, the Braisa is talking about b'shiyashem chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. That although it's a one big haystack, but there was a little space of a tefach height along an area of 7x7, hence it already had the shem schach. Therefore, there's no tasav lemina asli on the schach, only on the walls. That's kosher. Khan, our Mishnah is talking about b'shiyashem shem chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. There was not even a height of a tefach, and therefore there's going to be tasav lemina asli on the schach, which is the psul in the halachas of sukkah. Nothing more continues. The next Mishnah, now continuing on the halachas of the tefanis, of the walls. We're talking about up until now with the schach, now we're going to the walls. So the Mishnah tells us, Hamishal shel defanis milmala lamata. If someone lowers down the walls, if let's say he's making the walls, he's weaving it, he's going from top down, which he started at the top near the schach, and he's weaving downwards towards the floor. So it depends. Im gevayim in the arts shleisha tefachim, if it's above from the ground, at least a height of 3 tefachim, which is the amount that we had mentioned in the previous staff, which is what's called the psulav, that a kid goat can walk through comfortably with space without crawling under, then psula, that would be an invalid sukkah. However, milmata lamala, if it was being woven, if you were building the wall from the bottom up, you started by the ground going up towards the schach, then im gevoya sar tefachim, then if the height of the wall is 10 tefachim, then ksher it's going to be kosher, even if it doesn't reach the schach. That's okay, as long as there's 10 tefachim from the ground up. B'yesim, he says, no. K'shem shemil mata lamala asar tvachim. Just like you're saying, which I agree to, that if you're building from the bottom up, as long as you were weaving it a height of 10 tvachim, it's going to be kosher, even though there's a large gap between the wall and the schach. Kach mil mal mata asar tvachim. So too, if you're going from the top down, that it's going to be enough if the wall is woven 10 tvachim, even if there's a large gap from the ground to where the wall is. And as the Gemara will explain, that's based on the principle of mechitza tluya materas, that even though the wall is hanging, so to speak, that will still permit it. Now, the Gemara asks, B'mai Kamifli, what exactly is this machlokes between Rabbi Yisi and the Tanakama regarding the gap? Now, essentially, everyone's agreeing that there's a principle called good. Good is the principle that one can extend. So there's good achas and good asik to extend the wall down and extend the wall up. Now, the Tanakama obviously is agreeing that you say that because the wall is, he says he has no problem if it's a large gap between the wall and the schach. So obviously we view it as if it's extending up and as if it's connected to the schach. Now the question then becomes, what are they arguing about when it has that distance from the floor? Why over there does the Tanakama hold that that's going to be puzzle? Whereas Rabbi Yisi holds that's going to be kosher, we should extend it downward too. So now the Gemara answers that Marsav Rabbi Yisi holds, Mechitza Teluya Materas. That besides that, there's another problem here. That is, the wall is hanging. The other way, the wall is on the ground. It's not hanging. Now the question is, do we view it as connected to the schach on top? But here additionally, when there's a gap from when you're building from the schach downward, it's hanging. That is a different issue. Now that Rabbi Yisi holds, that's okay. That will permit the sukkah. And therefore he says, kosher even from milmal l'mata. Umar however, the time that holds that mechitza tluya in the materas, a hanging wall, that's not a valid wall. A wall has to be partitioning where people are on the ground. Since a kid goat could walk easily through once the height of 3 tvachim, that's considered a hanging partition. That's not a valid mechitza, and therefore you don't have walls for the sukkah. Similarly, the Gemara brings, Tanan Hasan, we learned over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Erevin that seems to correlate to this machlokes of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Bor shebein shtei chatzeres. If there's a pit of water between two different courtyards, and half the pit is in one courtyard and half the pit is another courtyard. Now, there's a wall, actually, partitioning the two courtyards, which goes above the pit. Now, additionally to that is that one cannot carry from one chatzar to another chatzar without utilizing the principle of a rubi chatzeres. Now, however, additional to that, you have to have an opening between the two chatzeres. Here we're talking about that there was a wall separating the two chatzeres, so there's no opening. They can't even join together with a rubi chatzeres. They're totally separated. Hence, one cannot carry from one chatzar to another chatzar. Now, on that, the Mishnah tells over there that ein memal mimena b'shabbos. No one on neither side, even from the side of the pit that's in their chatzar, none of them can draw the water from the pit on Shabbos. Ella emkein osel lamechitza asar tvachim. Only if they made a wall that's 10 tvachim high. Now, the reason for this is because if one of them is going to draw the waters are free-flowing, they're liquid. Hence, if you're going to draw the water, even though it's on your side, it mixes with the water of the other side, and essentially you might be drawing the water of the other side, which is a problem because you're not allowed to carry from one side to another side. The only exception that the Mishnah over there tells us is if you made a mechitza specifically for this pit that was 10 tefachim high. Now, Rashi is actually not going to use the next words, and he considers it part of the phrase after the next part of the sentence. Beimil mala, whether this special wall that was made for the pit of water was above. Beimil mata, whether it's below, in other words, near with the water. Let's say the water level doesn't reach all the way to the top of the pit. So whether you made it below, or beim b'toich ugnoi, or whether, as Rashi's gear says, or whether you did above, as long as it's within the lip of the pit, so even though it's very far away from the water, as long as you did it within the lip of the pit, and it's a height of 10 tefachim, that will validate the ability of drawing the water from your side. Now, the reason for this is, because although the previous case, when you didn't make a special wall, you had a wall separating the two courtyards, is that won't work, at least according to this opinion of that Mishnah, because when you build a special wall within the pit, so then you're obviously declaring that we're separating the parts of the water. Now, actually, the Gemara Masechet Zeirin explains that this is a special leniency regarding the halachas of water, that a mechitza tluya, hanging partition, is a leniency that they made for water, and that is, we allow that in such a case. Now, however, the mechitza that actually goes through the courtyard that's above the lip of the pit, That wasn't made specifically as a designation for the water. Actually, it's just there to separate the two different courtyards. That type of mechitza tluyah will not permit by water. It has to be that it was made specifically for the water, as the Gemara there brings with a gezuz terua that's above the water, where the Mishnah Masechet Zeirin explains that there we allow this principle of mechitza tluyah. The same thing would apply for the lip of this pit, and that is the Tanakam is explaining that although we make this leniency for water that we allow mechitza tluyah, but it has to be that it was made designated specifically for the pit, and therefore although you have the mechitza from the walls above the pit, that won't work. If you did it inside, whether it's below, which is right by the water level, or above, which is above the water level, but it's within the pit, and it's height of 10 tefachim, 10 tefachim is a mechitza, so then we're showing this separation, and although generally mechitza tluyah doesn't work, regarding water, we permitted this idea of mechitza tluyah. Reb Shimon Gamliel, actually, he says that it's totally in the machlokes what the Tanakam is saying, that you could do the mechitza as long as it's within the lip of the pit, whether below, which is right by the water, or above, which is not near the water, but as it's on the top of the pit, as long as it's within the lip of the pit. He says it's actually a machlokes. As we continue on to Amud Beis, Beshami Amrim, they say milmala. You're right, they hold it's enough, like the Tanakam said, even if you do it above, as long as it's within the lip of the pit. However, they argue and they say, no, it has to be mulmata, it has to be below, it has to be near the water, or else, again, that's not illustrative enough of this separation of the waters, which, again, this is only a mechitza tluyah is permitted regards to water. Rabbi Yehuda, he argues. He says, no, he doesn't hold up what everyone else is saying. He says, loitehe mechitza, this wall that we're creating right now, which everyone is saying, does it have to be below, could it be above, as long as it's you, but you're making it specially, it's within the lip of the pit. He says, that shouldn't be any better. It shouldn't be gedolim and akedusha shebenein. It shouldn't be any better than the wall which is already between the two courtyards above the lip of the pit. Now, although it wasn't made for the water, it was just made because the courtyards want to delineate which where and separate between their courtyards, but he holds that a mechitza tluyah permits in the courtyard for all carrying purposes, nothing to do with the special dispensation which is made for water, and therefore, since it always allows and separates between the two areas of the courtyards, always a mechitza tluyah. Therefore, we don't have to make a special one for the water, and of course the waters will be permitted even without making a special mechitza within the lip of the pit. Now, that the Gemara wants to explain, that Amar Rabbi Rechanan Rabbi Yechanan, that as there's a parallel we find between the Machlekes and Mesechus Ervin with the pit of water for carrying between the courtyards, and also regarding our Mishnah, regarding the Sukkah, making the wall that's from the top down. And that is, he says, Rabbi Yehuda, Beshitas Rabbi Yesi Amr. Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Yesi of our Mishnah, the Amr Mechitza Tluya Materis, that says a hanging partition permits. Just like Rabbi Yesi says, it's okay if there's a large gap because it's a Mechitza Tluya, it's okay. So it's Rabbi Yehuda saying the same idea, that although it's not going into the lip of the pit, it's hanging, but that's okay too, they'll permit too. And that the Gemara says, no, it's not true. It's not necessarily the case that either one holds like the other. We could really say, Lo Rabbi Yehuda sub like Rabbi Yesi. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi Yesi, who he wants to permit this hanging partition by the halachas of Sukkah in our Mishnah. V'lo Rabbi Yesi sub like Rabbi Yehuda. We could also say that Rabbi Yesi does not agree to what Rabbi Yehuda says, who he permits a pit to be able to carry the water which is in it on Shabbos, as Igmar explains. We could say, Lo Rabbi Yehuda sub like Rabbi Yesi. Rabbi Yehuda does not agree to Rabbi Yesi of our Mishnah. Because Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam, where do we find Rabbi Yehuda saying his heter of mechitza tluya mesechtes erivin? That's Eila Bei Ruv Chatzeris. That was only regards to the halachas of the eruv of the courtyards, which is only drabbanon. That's only rabbinic principle, because this that you're not allowed to carry from one chatzah to another one without an eruv is only asher drabbanon. Because min ha-Torah, actually you're allowed to carry between two different courtyards. Min ha-Torah, you're only not allowed to carry from Rishas Rabban to Rishas Yachid, and here they're both Rishas Yachids. So therefore, there is drabbanon. Rabbinics are more lenient than Daraisa. So there he was makel on the principle of mechitza tluya. Aval hacha sukkah Daraisa loy. But here where Rabbi Yesi is talking about a sukkah, which is a biblical concept, there who said Rabbi Yehuda would agree that mechitza tluya would work. And similarly, v'lo Rabbi Yesi sovlek Rabbi Yehuda, we could say Rabbi Yesi does not agree to Rabbi Yehuda. Because ad kan lakam Rabbi Yesi hacha, where do we find Rabbi Yesi being lenient over here by mechitza tluya mesech the sukkah? That's elam sukkah, which is the mitzvahs asay. That is only a positive commandment, which is to sit in the sukkah. If one violates, if one does wrong on the mitzvah to say, so there is a carbon oil, it's more lenient, as we find by the punishments of that. Ava Shabbos de Eseskila, but the halachas of Shabbos, which one gets stoned for that, is very stringent. Now, obviously, skila is only when one does a malacha d'iraisa. However, we'd still be more stringent even with the rabbinics, as we know always that Rabbanan are always the same level of institution as Deraisa, and it's the topic that's the more stringent one. There, Loi, we would say Rabbi Yisi would not agree to the heter of Mechitza Tluya, because although biblically he allows it, but even a Rabbanan of Shabbos, which is so chame, you get skila, there he would not allow it. And therefore it's not muchach, it's not necessary, as Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say, that they hold to the same opinion. We could say that they disagree, and each one could be that they're only saying it in their topic that they're talking about. Now, the Gemara does continue. It says, but the im time, and if you're going to say, like the Gemara is saying right now, that Rabbi Yasi actually does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda regarding halachas of Shabbos, although he allows mechitza tluya in our Mishnah, regarding the hanging walls of the sukkah, he would not allow it, even for the Rabbanan in the areas of Masechta Shabbos, for a mechitza to be mechitza tluya. But then the question then begins, then Maisa Shanasa B'Tzipuri, so regarding the incident that happened with Tzipuri, that they permitted on Shabbos a mechitza tluya, as the Gemara will explain shortly from Rabdimi, Api Minasa, whose psak was that, that allowed that to be done in Tzipari, but Reb Yasi was the Rosh Yeshiva, he was the head of the Yeshiva in Tzipari, as the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, when it says Tzedek Tzedek Tirdif, you should go after a good Bezdin, like Reb Yasi in Tzipari. So, but you just told me that Reb Yasi, although he allows Mechitza Tluya, that's only regarding the Lachzah Sukkah, but regarding Shabbos, does not allow it, but there was an incident in Tzipari that they did allow Mechitza Tluya. That the Gemara says, that's not difficult, because Loyal P. Reb Yasi, actually, it wasn't Reb Yasi who said that Psak, because he had already passed away. LLP Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi. Actually, it was Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yasi, who lived after him, who he gave the psak, and he did allow Mechitza Tluya, but his father Rabbi Yasi didn't allow it. So the Gemara says, so what was this story that we find they permitted Mechitza Tluya for the halachas of Shabbos? The Chiyas Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he said that Pamachas Shachu, one time in Tzipari, they forgot, they did not bring the Sefer Torah to Shul from before Shabbos. Now, what happened is that in their days, they would hide the Sifrei Torah in people's houses because of the non-Jews. And therefore, that house that they put the Sefer Torah in during the week was one of the houses in a courtyard that also in that courtyard was the shul. Now, there were many homes open into that courtyard and they didn't make an Eruv Chatzeris. Hence, you cannot carry from one house to the shul. Or it could have been a similar type of case where there were many courtyards open up into one mavoi. Now, the shul was also open up into that mavoi. The Sefer Torah was in a courtyard that was across from the shul. Now, and they did not make a shituv mavayis, which hence, again, you're not allowed to carry from one of the chatzeres into the mavoi, so you wouldn't be able to take from the chatzer where that house had the Sefer Torah into the shul. So what are they supposed to do? They had to lean from the Sefer Torah on Shabbos, but it was one of the homes and you couldn't carry. So it says, Lamacher Pirsu Sadin al Gabe Mun. So the next day on Shabbos, since they forgot to make an air from before Shabbos, or to bring the Sefer Torah from before Shabbos, they hung up curtains on top of the poles, which was along the width of the Mavoi. So what they essentially did was since this chatzer that was across the Mavoi from where the shul was. So they cut off the rest of the Mavoi because they made a new mechitza separating them from everyone else. So the mavoi that now they had was just the shul's chatzer and the chatzer of this person's house now wasn't forbidden to carry because there was only really one residential area that was open up, and therefore they were able to carry straight from the person's home into the shul, which was right across. It was the chatzer across from the mavoi. Ve'viu sefer Torah, and they brought the sefer Torah because again the other chatzeres were not considered anymore because the mechitza separated them off, cut them off, and therefore there was no iser of carrying from that one home, from that one chatzer to the chatzer of the shul. And Bakarboy, and then they read from the sefer Torah. But the question is that the Gemara is going to ask right now. So we see from this story that there was a mechitza tluya, they hung up the curtains, and we see that it worked. So the Gemara says that's okay, that wasn't Rabbi Yisi, it was his son, but Rabbi Yisi actually doesn't hold the mechitza tluya for the halachas of Shabbos. But parenthetically, the Gemara asks on that story, Pirsu Solka Daitach, would you entertain that they came on Shabbos, they said, oh, someone forgot to bring the Sefer Torah to shul, but they saw the poles, they figured, hey, we can hang up curtains, we'll separate this chatzer, which is across the street from the shul, and we'll have only this one, and we'll cut them off. But the Gemara's question is, Mehech Nevim B'Shabbos, how can you get the curtains onto the poles to make the mechitza, which will be Tluya, which you're allowed to do according to B'Shmuel B'Reb Yasi, but you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos? We said they didn't make an Erev, they didn't make a Sheet of Mevoyes. How are they going to get the curtains there in the first place to make the mechitzas on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, or rather, what happened actually with the story was, they didn't hang up the curtains on Shabbos. Matzoi Sadin and Perus Nagabe Mud. They found, they discovered, they realized that, hey, if you notice, look, you'll see that there's curtains that are hanging on certain poles, which essentially halachically cut off this chatzar and the shul from the rest of the mavi. V'hiviu sefer Torah v'karobo, and therefore they brought the sefer Torah and they read from it, because this curtains that they found, again, although it was above the ground and it was more than a distance of three tefachim, and there was a mechitza tluya, but they weren't bothered with that. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, he held mechitza tluya is materis on Shabbos, and therefore, since it was at least 10 tefachim high, these curtains that just happened to be hanging there, but essentially halachically it was a mechitza, and that's why they were allowed to carry on Shabbos. They didn't have to bring the curtains there that were already there before, from before Shabbos, and that's why, because mechitza tluya. But again, as the Gemara had answered, that was only the son of Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi himself held that that wouldn't be valid, because he only allows it by Sukkah, which is a mitzvah sasei, and not by Shabbos, which is the Issur Skila. Now, again, continue on this theme of the walls of Sukkah and the gaps related to that. The Gemara says, Amar Chizda Amar Avimi, Machtzelis Arba Umashahu, a mat that's four tefachim and a little bit more, and its length has the requisite length of the Sukkah. So let's say it has the length of seven and a little bit, and it has a height of four tefachim and a little bit more, materis besukkah mishum doifin. That will permit the sukkah based on halachas of wall, which the Gemara says, hechi abba, how do you do that? What do you mean? Didn't we say a wall has to be 10 tefachim high? So it has the length of seven and a little bit more, but how is a wall with a height of four and a little bit more kasher is sukkah? So the Gemara says, toli li be'emtzu. What you do is you hang this mat, this wall, in the middle, pachis mishleish lemata, less than three tefachim, which is a little bit less than three tefachim from the ground, Upachis mishleish lemal, and a little bit less from three tefachim from the top of the sukkah. And we know v'chol pachis mishleish shekod loved dami, less than three tefachim is utilized the halachic principle of loved, which says that we consider it extending to the next object as if it's closed up. So therefore, although it's really only four and a little bit more, but since that will both be ending on either side within three tefachim from the ground and from the schach, because it's less than three tefachim, we'll see them closed. We'll close the top gap, the bottom gap, and there you have a wall of 10 tefachim, which will be a kosher sukkah. So the Gemara is pshita. Well, that's pretty obvious. We know the halachic principle of lavad. What is the chiddush that the Gemara is saying? On that, the Gemara says, ma'adu teim echad lavad amrina. What would I think to say that, yes, one lavad you could say, trei lavad la amrina, but to say on both sides, say lavad, that we would think you wouldn't say. Kamash mulan, that's the chiddush that you say on both sides. You could have it hanging in the middle, and that will make it a kosher wall. So the Gemara is meisvei, but we learn the Braisa seems to contradict this. The Braisa tells us, Machtzelis shivu mashu. The Braisa is saying a chiddush, and it says, if you have a mat, seven tefachim and a little bit more, that's materis besukkah mishum doifin. That would permit the wall of the sukkah because of that it's seven and a little bit. Well, now, obviously, from the Braisa, you see that we'll only say one lavad. Because the Braisa is obviously saying the Chiddush of Lavid, that, oh, it's within three, so we'll close it up, it'll be like 10. But if it was saying the Chiddush of Lavid, and you say it double, it should have said the bigger Chiddush of saying that it could be four in a little bit. Why is it saying seven in a little bit? Obviously, you don't say two Lavids. Nothing more says, no, that's not a contradiction. Ki Tanya Hi, when did the Braisa over there say that you need seven in a little bit? That's Besukkah Gedoyla. That's by a large Sukkah, which means a very tall Sukkah. Well, you cannot say two Lavids, because the Schach is going to be more than, if you want to have the ground within three tefachim from where the wall is, it's got to be seven and a little bit more, because the schach, let's say, is 100 tefachim above the ground. Now, that's not going to make it to have lavad from the top. There, you're going to have the wall be seven and a little bit, and within three tefachim from the ground, where then you're going to have a height of 10 tefachim, where again, then we're not concerned, or let's say the same thing were to be from the top, where if it's within three tefachim from the top, although it's going to be much larger gap than three tefachim from the ground, that's going to be okay based on the principle of mechitza tluya. And that's why it said seven a little bit. But if it would have been within three tefachim from both the top and the bottom, then yes, it would be enough with four and a little bit. So the Gemara has to my kamash balon. So then what is the chiddush of that brisa? Well, obviously we know lavad. If we were asking two lavads, we had to say was a chiddush. What's the chiddush of the brisa of saying it's seven and a little bit? That's what the Gemara says, because obviously we're not saying that it's within three tefachim of the ground, because obviously that would be very simply lavad, and then you would have a height of 10 tefachim, and then we don't care that it's not touching the schach. That's based on different principles of good. So here must be the chiddush is, the mishal shlun defanis milmal alamatik Rabbi Yossi. The chiddush is that even if it's within three tefachim of the roof of the schach, and based on lavad, this seven and a little bit will be like 10 tefachim, even though there's a large gap between the walls and the ground, that we even say there is going to be kosher like Rabbi Yosi. Again, not like those who argue in him and say that we do say mechitza tluya even for the halachas of sukkah. A similar halacha, just in the different direction of the halacha that we just said before regarding the height that we see as loved, that it's, we'll say even two loveds. Amr Ba'ami says, Pasar Ba Mashu, again, a board that's four tfachim and a little bit more, Matir B'sukkah Mishrim Deif, and that will permit the sukkah for the halachas of a wall, but in a different direction. Not before, as we were saying, for the height. Actually, here we're talking about that the wall has a height of 10 tfachim, but we're talking about in the width, that it has four and a little bit, that will designate it, even if it's four and a little bit, as a wall. Umukim le b'pachis mishlesha tfachim samach adefin. And what we're talking about here, it is that it's less than three tfachim from the other wall where it reaches by the corner. And therefore, v'chopachis mishlesha samach adefin kalavadami. And as we said before, whatever is less than three tfachim from the wall will say the halachic principle of love. And hence, it's like you have a wall of seven tfachim. So the Gemara asks, my kamash milan. But what's the chiddush in that? We know you say the principle of lavid. So yes, before we said regarding the height, there's the chiddush at least of two lavids. Here we're saying when it's four and a little bit, where it's less than three tvachim from the corner where it meets with the other wall, that there you say the halachic principle of lavid. So yes, you have the requisite shear. What's the chiddush? Now the Gemara says, hakamash, when the chiddush is this idea that shear meshach sukkah katana is shiva, that the minimum shear of a smallest sukkah that you can make is seven tfachim, which again is the principle of having the person's head, the majority of his body, and the table within the sukkah. That smallest amount is going to be seven tfachim. That exactly is the chiddush. The chiddush is not lavid. We know the principle of lavid. The chiddush is that with lavid, which the minimum of what you need to do to make a wall, if you want to make the smallest wall you could, since we can utilize lavid, you'll have it four and a little bit. That will make, based on lavid, as seven. Now that, the chiddush is that final measurement, which is, that is the smallest shear of sukkah that you can make, and therefore you can make a board of four and a little bit, which will ultimately make the shear of seven tfachim.